A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at schwabvious.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh, I got to meet JoJo's dad today.
Oh, he's in town? The dude he's at the gym?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude, I wish I can.
Dude, he's badass as fuck, dude. This is sick. Appreciate you getting this up here. Mm-hmm. This is the fight?
Yeah.
Hey.
That's your JP3 does. Throw that.
Yeah.
Backing up.
He looks long too. I bet that's the game this black short guy wants to play.
Yeah, that's such, because I didn't realize what a big advantage it was until I struck with guys that are like a few inches taller than me.
Yep.
Like what a pain in the ass that is to deal with, especially if they're good at it.
Made a mistake that I didn't capitalize.
Oh, he gets it again. Gilly?
He's not getting it. But this is not where you try and hit him.
Ooh. He's got to get. I don't know why he's not
get up. Like your back's the fence. Your neck's just in such a mechanically disadvantaged position. You're not gonna be able to get the sub. And the get up's so there for him, but there is a risk that, yeah. Well, if I was Fiziev in that position, I would just fucking bum rush him as soon as he starts to get up.
Maybe could you throw a knee on the get up? Probably not.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you have to wait until their knees and hands are off the ground.
I don't know why that guy isn't more interested in like keeping him down.
He's not really a wrestler.
Really?
Because if you're not skilled in it, it probably takes a lot of energy.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know. When I was in my sparring days, like if I was pretty gassed standing with somebody, I'd try to get up in the clinch a little bit. Unless it's someone like David Clay, because then he's gonna throw knees in the clinch, and he throws good knees in the clinch. But if someone doesn't know how to do that, that's like, if I'm gassed, that's where I'm trying to go.
Clinch is a good spot to fuck somebody up too.
For sure.
Because they can't run away. You have the power of being on your feet, and you also get a hold of them, so they can't really move.
Well, sometimes, like, when I used to have somebody up in a clinch, and I had the alley to throw some knees to the body, maybe, like, making sure, like, I'm getting my hips in and extending with that little space, like, that was always kind of felt a little hard for me.
I mean, you just gotta get reps in it.
Yeah, 100%.
I'll circle or pull my legs back and step back so they naturally come forward, and when they end up stepping into the knee.
So Fazim wants to bang too. That's his game as well.
Yeah, he's a brawler. Well, he's like pretty skilled and technical, but he wants to sit in the pocket and throw hard.
Hey, good too. When they told me these fights are in Europe or something,
I have no clue, honestly.
Yeah, I don't either. Oh, hey!
Doing a good, Fazeev doing a good job getting his head off one.
Hey!
With that lead left hook miss certainly throughout the fight. Yeah, that's been a problem for Barmontes.
Oh. That's that length right there, dude.
Because he thought he'd be out of range for it, but he wasn't. Oh, he just got stung, though.
Yeah, he did. Open him up a little bit. Oh,
that's the thing with it. Because Bob Moner is a Taekwondo guy. That's the thing with them is like they have such confidence in the kicks that sometimes they're kind of reluctant to sit in the pocket and let their hands go.
Want to get that space, open up the lane for a spinning back kick or something, huh?
Yeah, it's like, why? Because it's like, if he gets close to him, then he has a chance to get hit. But you can just stay in a range where he can kick him and not really get hit. But you got to go forward if you want to kick.
Oh. This is a fun fight, for sure.
On the inside. Goes with the body, comes upstairs, multiple attacks, not stinking up.
I don't know if a finish is going to happen, though. Oh.
Yeah, I probably would not have made it that way.
Oh. Both these guys are eating pretty good shots.
Yeah. He's not getting this takedown.
No.
Under 90 seconds for a one, so to make something happen here, because this meeting's got to be ahead, in my opinion, here. And all the scorecards, round one and two, close rounds, but just the guy here, better shots coming from round five.
Oh.
Is he
much
straight away? Same thing every time. We relate to the body.
Huh? It's on him.
Combinations here.
Probably wins it for him, huh?
I wasn't watching the first round, but it might.
Oh, fuck.
And you gotta get to your feet here. If he's giving it to him.
Let's go. Oh. That's it.
Good fun fight, though, at least.
Yeah, it was hella fun, dude.
You turn down until the next one?
Yeah, 100%. So they both end up bloody. He was throwing.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Some fucking desperation elbows from his back, but that opened him up to more damage, I think.
Yeah, I mean, for your back, there's not really too much damage you can do. You just got to get up from there, honestly.
But he has beautiful, what's that guy's name?
Bahamondes.
Bahamondes, beautiful on the feet, huh?
Yeah, he subbed Jalen,
really?
Yeah,
he's probably. I don't know. Cause Fazeev didn't seem like he was trying to like jump on him and add pressure on the, like, you know, he would take him down and then just kind of like let him back up almost.
Yeah. He probably wanted to be on the feet too. He does pretty good. He's not the tallest guy, but he still does a good job with his range. I know it's stuffy as shit, dude. I've been having allergies to my dog and nothing I've been doing has been helping. I don't know what to do.
On what?
I've been having allergies to my dog.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, so my nose is stuffy and I sound like fuck.
Damn, dude. Did you just realize it or has it kind of been something you've known?
A few weeks. The allergy, yeah. The Allegra and Clarion won't even help.
Damn. Yeah, maybe it was like Bert Kreischer was saying like he was allergic to cats or something and he got some shot or some type of medicine. It's probably some type of medicine.
Well, there's these allergists that will take samples of like your dog's hair or something and then build you like either sublingual or shot that is like specific to your dog so you don't have allergies to it and it works, but it takes like a year and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You thinking about doing something like that?
Probably if I can't find something else if it works.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something you could do. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, do I have allergies? Like, could I be smelling? Yeah, am I smelling as good as I can be smelling? Like, I don't know. I don't really go to, like, I haven't been to a doctor in fucking 3-4 years. Like,
well, other than, like, for injuries, like, just
yeah.
A general physician, I don't think I've been.
Yeah, I just
graduated high school.
I just don't trust them, man.
Yeah, it's the most retarded shit ever.
The last couple times I went, every time I go in there, I'd be like, this motherfucker just wants to give me some pharmaceutical product.
Or send me to another doctor.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, dude. It just, the medical system's broken, just like the financial system's broken.
It's all run by the long-nosed people.
Yeah, dude. I mean, for real, it's just, there's a lot of greed, a lot of corruption, like...
Because the same people who own the hospitals also own the food. Like, okay, for example, the people who own Chick-fil-A own 700-something hospitals. So they'll just put garbage and poison and seedles and shit in the food.
Yeah.
And then when the people eat it long-term and they get sick, they also get to profit on the back end from treating their cancer.
Yeah, it's at other people's expense. You know, the machine's just going to keep fucking going.
And then Bill Gates owns fucking like an autistic amount of farmland in the U.S. He's just spraying fucking glyphosate on the food. That causes dementia. That causes cancer.
Seed Oil Scout sent me a newsletter email about that.
About Bill Gates buying up the farmland.
I don't know if they mentioned Bill Gates, but something about glyphosate.
Yeah, it's fucked for you. And then if you live near a golf course too, like if you live within like a few hundred feet of a golf course. Because they spray it with these pesticides that cause dementia if you just inhale it every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it says the most used herbicide on Earth just flunked a major safety test. Yeah, so it just has all these numbers about like safe daily limits. Like, I don't really understand that at all, but oats and wheat get hit the hardest. And so this is probably, so I think what this article was talking about, I just grazed over it, but I think it, what it's talking about is like when people might think that they're allergic to gluten or have problems with gluten. It's yeah, it's just glyphosate that I guess was used to farm the wheat, the oats, shit like that.
Yeah, we just get to the point where it's like you probably should just not eat anything from wheat at this point. I mean, that's part of your regular diet at least. I mean, bread or like if it's a treat, that's a little different. But like, if you're trying to be healthy, I would just say avoid anything that's sprayed with that shit, which is anything that comes from wheat.
Conventional oat, high-risk foods, it says conventional oats, wheat, bread, and crackers, lentils, chickpeas, and hummus, granola bars, and healthy cereals, quote-unquote. So it's like fucking Nature Valley bars, probably ridden with that shit. You know what I mean? Those little, those things are good though, dude. Those green ones, the green package, honey granola. You could like, dude. I'd always threaten my ex girlfriend. I'd be like, I'm gonna break up a Nature Valley bar and put it in all your socks,
your shirt.
Yeah, dude, just put it in your bed, in your sheets.
Dude, it's like you go to Fry's and there's the illusion of choice, right? Where there's all these different companies, or at least it looks like they're different brands. But if you just keep going up the ladder, they're all owned by the same like four conglomerates.
Yeah. No, well, because Kroger, the parent company of Fry's, I think is in the process of trying to buy Albertsons. Or maybe it's Safeway.
I honestly already assumed that all of those were owned by the same people.
Yeah, well, so what's happening, I think, currently still is they're going through it with the Federal Trade Commission because the Federal Trade Commission believes that, you know, that would monopolize the grocery market if that deal went through.
Uh-huh. I think I'm going to bet a little bit on this fight. I don't know who I'm going to bet on, but I'm going to bet on the fight.
So it's Roundtree and who's the other guy?
Jamal Hill.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know. I think Jamal Hill is just a better boxer.
Jamal Hill's kind of...
I don't really
like him. Really?
What were you going to say?
I'm trying to see if it's the guy I think it is. Because I might be thinking of another guy. But I might not be. They haven't shown him yet. They're just showing Roundtree. Are they heavies or are they light heavies? So that's 200
to 205.
205.
If I walk like 230, 240, or probably 230.
What's your weight? Like 182? 180 or 200?
What do I weigh right now?
Yeah.
200.
200.
Probably make 170.
God, I bet it's just, I've never done a weight cut, never want to do one.
It's possible to do and still be okay after in terms of performance. Like I say, 10 pounds just died down because I still have a little bit of fat I could lose. But then once I get to 190, I probably wouldn't. Water load, then you could probably get 10 pounds off just by water loading.
Mm.
Now I'm at 180 and then it's 10 pounds of sweat in the sauna.
Yeah. Get down to 170.
Then I'm just so much bigger than all the 170 pounders that it would be worth it, pretty much.
Yeah, you smash them.
I've never cut weight and then fought somebody that's smaller than me or like grappled against somebody that's smaller than me and regretted it and been like, oh, I cut too much weight. I've always been like, this guy's fucking puny. I'm just going to smoke, though.
Because I always wonder, I'm like, would some guys be better if they just fought? Like, this is just me thinking about stuff. I don't know anything. But, like, if guys just fought at their normal weight.
Some guys are. Like, Adesanya.
Fights at his normal weight.
Yeah, he doesn't cut too much weight. And he smokes guys that are fucking jacked.
Dude, he looked big in that footage when he came to the gym. He looked huge, dude.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
No, he's a little bit, his frame is a little bit bigger than mine.
He looked almost like swole, I thought.
Yeah, he definitely put on a little bit of muscle too.
Like 190 or maybe even 2 bills, God forbid.
Oh no, yeah, he definitely is not walking around below 200 ever.
But yeah, I guess since most fighters seem to do it, like, I guess dropping a lot of weight and fighting a guy
rather not, but it's either cut the weight and then, I mean, amateur, I'm fighting at 85 because there's no one's even going to be able to touch me. It's not going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
But like pro and in the UFC, it's either you cut to 70 and you cut the weight and then you fight guys that are a little bit smaller than you, or you go 85 and then that's it's a 15-pound jump. I probably walk around 200, maybe get up to 205. And then a lot of those guys are walking at like 215, 220.
Eat some pancakes the day of the fight. Be good to go.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But then that's the thing too.
Gain that weight back though.
When somebody's skilled and they also are a lot bigger than you, it just fucking wears on you grappling with them.
Yeah. I mean, Even at Nogi, like if you roll with a guy that's like, you know, maybe 210, 220, it's like a world of difference when you get with somebody that's like 280, 290.
What's that again?
I guess the difference in weight from like, I don't know, from 220 to 290, I feel like it really, like the pressure just gets crazy. If somebody's skilled and on
top of you.
Yeah. If you get somebody that's skilled that's 250 plus, it's, and they get inside control, it's ass. It's ass.
But then the thing, the other side of that is too, like, I have just so much power that it's like I can knock anybody out. It doesn't really matter the weight class. It's just like, it's just so much easier to fight somebody who you're bigger than.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give Vol, because War has an autistic like
AI system.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give him a call and ask who to bet on. Let's see if he got his testosterone results back too.
Oh yeah, I saw they were doing that.
What's up, bitch tits? Who should I bet on, Jamal or Khalil?
I win about 170 if Jamal Hill wins.
So you bet on Jamal?
Yeah.
I bet. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Just longer frame, good boxer. I don't really see Khalil.
I have three active parlays. One of them's $50 if Jamal Hill wins on money line. One of them is 65 if Jamal Hill wins by TKO, and then one of them is 65 or 70 if Jamal Hill wins in the first or second round.
Yeah, I'll probably bet on Jamal. Thanks, G.
Probably knock him out quick or fucking yeah, you probably just knock him out quick, honestly.
Or it goes decision.
I don't think it goes to the decision. I think like Khalil probably took irreversible damage from Alan Pereira.
Oh, you think his brain's not healed yet?
Sorry?
You think his brain's not healed? Sorry?
Dude, I think he will never be the same as a fighter again. And this is his first fight back since.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe he's built different. I need to watch that fight again. I remember his face getting fucked up, but actually, no, you're right. He did get fucked up really bad.
Yeah, he got his ass beat.
Like, yeah, he really got fucked. Now that I think about it, he got fucked up really bad. Like, I was impressed with, like, the amount of damage that he took and didn't get knocked out before he got knocked out.
Yeah, but he took a life-altering beating, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so maybe Jamal.
Yeah, definitely Jamal, I think, yeah.
I bet.
Warlike, you playing poker tonight?
That's Clark.
If you get some dubs, Pick up some jugs.
Oh yeah, did you? How are we good on returns right now? Do we get a lot of answers?
I have like 4 or 5 people that have like pickups scheduled for after this.
Oh, so you fucked up your job pretty much.
No, I'm not supposed to everyone. I'm just not getting a response for that. People that canceled too.
How many texts did you send out? And did you send them out last night too?
Yeah, last night and today. About like 20 or something.
Dude, Jamal's walking out to Young Dolph. It's kind of fire.
Yeah, that's black as shit ever.
Yeah, it's fire.
It's fire.
100 shots.
Later, bro. I'll call you after.
All right, dude.
You grayscale your phone?
That's fire. Makes it less addictive.
Oh, hella. I just have to, dude, I got a piece of hardware and you download an app and you can like pick apps you want to lock yourself out of. And you got to like go to the, like mine's sitting outside by the pool. So like, if I want to get on Instagram, I got to like walk outside, tap my phone.
That algorithm just knows exactly what to feed me.
It's just like, I have a problem with social media addiction. Like if it's unchecked, if I don't have systems in place to like keep myself out of my own way, like I'll scroll all day.
Like I'll be good with it. Until I'm not, and then I'll just scroll for an hour straight. And
horrible.
Like, I'll just not feel good about myself after. I'll be like, well, how did that happen?
Anxiety creeps in. Like, it's just, it's like, I write in my journal. Like, I've written in my journal a couple of days. Because I've gone like a couple of periods, like the last like week or so, where I go like 30 to 45 hours off of it. And all my journal entries say on those days when I'm off social media is stay off social media. It's the devil. It will ruin the trajectory of your life if you let it.
As dude, there's times where I'll want to get off of it and just physically not be able to put the phone down.
It's fucking crazy. And so like, you know, like I'll unbrick my phone to like check my snap messages. Like if you're hitting me or if war's hitting me or something, but like I'll unbrick just for that, to do that one thing. And then like 20 minutes later, I'll find myself like right where I sat down, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like still, like just not even thinking about it. It's totally unconscious. And so I like every time I'll have a moment where I'm like, this is addictive as fuck. And then I break myself back out.
That'll fuck you up so bad though. Like your brain's ability to just sit there and learn something or focus is just completely raped by the fucking scrolling addiction.
Completely. Well, and I'll tell you this, dude, like some of the women I spend time with, like I'll ask them like what are most normal dudes like? Like what are most normal dudes like? And they're like disappointing. And I'm like, I wonder why that is. And they'll say like, they're not confident, they're insecure, like all this stuff. And it's like, and I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, damn, like probably more men than we realize are struggling with the same thing we're just talking about, right? Like scrolling all the time and it goes unchecked.
Yeah.
And they lose confidence because they're not doing anything because.
But then is it, are they doing because that? Or are they doing because they just don't have anything to do? Like when I'm training twice a day. And then spending all that other time working on my business, like the scrolling never is an issue.
Yeah.
But when I really don't have much going on, then it kind of gets the issue.
Yeah. It's almost, I was thinking about it. It was like, it was almost more important for me to be locked out of the apps on the weekends than it is during the week. Because the weekends are my best time to do stuff like this, to recharge, to get ready to work the next week.
Gamble.
Yeah. bet the life savings on black and then if you lose, the wife gets it.
I love me laugh. That tastes good to me.
I smoke marijuana so that I don't beat my wife. All right, let's go. Yeah.
He wasn't quoting somebody, like he actually said.
Somebody clipped him, like, you know, I'm sure there's more context, but yeah, like apparently he said, I know he said that. I smoke marijuana so I don't beat
that's
my wife.
That's one of the last thoughts that I had before I decided to start the business is like, because I would just scroll every fucking night because I was still living off my college. Because what I would do is I was still enrolled in university so that I could take money out of my college fund.
I see.
Because that, like, I would spend however much on the tuition for the semester or however you say, like, the classes.
Sure.
And then that would enable me to take money out of my college fund. I would just train twice a day and I'd have a hoot and a holler, not really. I'd just fuck off the rest of the day.
Mm.
But I was like, if I was scrolling one night again, I was like, if I just took all of this time and energy and put it into a business and this, like, conscious, like, just desire to do shit that has led to the scrolling, I could make a fuck ton of money and, like, my life would be a lot better.
And so that's what you fucking did, huh?
Yeah, same thing with the video games too. Like, I like video games, don't get me wrong, but if I'll be now, it's not even enjoyable to play them because I'll be sitting there like, if I'm putting this energy into up, like progressing in this or doing good in this, but I could take the exact same time and energy and put it into something that actually is going to benefit my life.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's easier said than done. Like a lot of people, they just never even take that step. They just keep staying the same.
Well, not really, because it gets to a point where you just don't enjoy those activities anymore. Because it's like, well, now I'm an adult and I can go do a bunch of cool shit with my life. And it's like, it's not even enjoyable to sit there and play video games or scroll anymore.
How far into the crypto campus did you get?
I passed a masterclass.
You did?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
I remember I started like October of 23 and then he called, like we bought in at 20K when Bitcoin was at 20K and he called it and he was like, right now this is like the low. He basically said crypto prices are never going to be lower than they are now, like for the rest of history. And he called it. And so far that's been true. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm going to start doing the masterclass now. I started it on the way back from Vegas before that December. And then and then that January I got to the end of it. And then I took the test and was just like, oh, I'm fucking retarded. I like, do not know how to do it. Like I just failed miserably. And I was like, all right, by the end of the year, I'm going to get this shit. Months go by. I didn't really do it. Started focusing on my business. Then this December, like December, 2024, literally the last two or three days of the year, I started grinding through it again. I passed it. And I was so fucking proud of myself because, like, it is a hard fucking course to pass.
It's you got to get, what, 39 out of 39 questions as well?
Every single one you got to get right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I don't know. So do you like, follow the signals much? I mean, I know you got to invest a lot of stuff in your business.
I used to be on it literally... Wow, they look so slow and lackadaisical. I used to be on it like every single day. I'd watch the IA, but now I have so much shit going on with my business that it's kind of more a passive thing. And I'm not as focused on trying to just squeeze all the fucking juice out of the investing because I get a higher ROI on my business. But then when I'm pulling in like a million a year from the business, that's going to be when I really dial in the investing and try to get or just squeeze every last dollar out of it.
So I was thinking, dude, I was like, fuck, you know, this guy, like the professor, he seems completely legit. Like explain, dude, honestly, the way he teaches that course, it's adding a different layer of understanding to what that was crazy. That was like a ninja downward slap, bro.
Rollers punch each other.
Like,
what are you saying?
It's helping me communicate ideas to, even though it's like crypto investing, like on paper, it's like relatively unrelated, but it's also pretty related. And so it's helping me like
the systemization aspect of it.
Yeah. Like the technical side of markets, I guess you could say, and the course is affording me a different kind of understanding and it's helping me with like my clients, my actual work, like communicating with them and prospects, you know,
that is the other thing I was going to ask is for what you're doing, what is the time allocation looking like in percentage to each like activity?
Let's think. So I'm trying to make sure I understand the question. So
just call it like, just all of the investing shit will just, and actually managing the client's wealth.
Yeah.
Just throw that under the category of operations. So say it's like 30% operations, like booking calls, like looking at leads, trying to figure out how to get more leads. Like, what is the time allocation looking like in terms of like percent?
Yeah, I would say 70 to 80% of my time is spent in the trenches talking to prospects, trying to get their business. So on average, from first phone pickup to close, ideally, it's about 2.5 hours. 30 minutes on the first call, hour on the second, hour on the third.
And how many phone calls do you think you have a week?
Probably anywhere from 5 to 8.
And then
you obviously want to convert as many of those over to a second visit as possible. And from there, it's kind of like the sales process is kind of what your style is. Like, there's a conventional way to carry the first call and make sure you make a good first impression. Because really discovery is the most important, and nice enough, it's also like you could systemize the call pretty good, make it your own, and convert pretty good over to the second. Cause that's where most prospects in my business get lost, is after that first interaction.
Right.
Cause you could say so many good things, so many like perfect from a sales perspective things, but if you slip up one time,
yeah, that's
you can lose the deal
for something like that. What do you ask a lot of questions?
Yeah, it's all, you know, I'll open the call and I'll say, look, conversation's pretty simple today. We're going to kind of get to know each other, and really this entire call is going to be about you. And then we'll talk about potential next steps. You know, is that okay? And then you go into it. But yeah, it's all fucking questions. You really just feeling them out to see if they are a good fit to work. Yeah. A good fit. Cause like some people might be objectively a really good opportunity on paper, and then you get on the phone with them and they're like, nah, I'm doing pretty good. You know, like,
why?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. And it's like, okay, then why are you on the phone with someone like me?
No, they're just beating the shit out of each other's calves.
Yeah. Those fucking hurt.
I kind of be interested to see what your funnel looks like.
Yeah. I could show it to you after we're done shooting for sure.
Or could we go over it on the pod?
Sure. I mean, well, for confidentiality purposes, I can't show anybody's name.
No, but I'm saying like from the consumer perspective, like if not, like you don't need to see anything. It's just like,
you've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Click on an ad.
Yeah.
Or like see where it comes up.
You see if I can.
And then like see on the website and then how to book.
Yeah. I probably don't have access to like what they're currently running, but see if I can find something. Yeah, I have it somewhere. It's got a... There we go. So, here's a booking page. This is an old one, though. So obviously, that's based on my calendar. So, I mean, fuck it. We go. I don't want to give myself a false time. But then you schedule a meeting, I guess. You get a little pop-up.
Tell them, like, I specialize in retirement and, like, income protection. Or you just say, like, I'm an investment guy.
I mean, my one-liner is, look, I help normal households invest with the same strategies that ultra-wealthy people invest with.
I would, that's perfect, but I would say like I specialize instead of help.
Yeah, that's true.
Like because you always are going to be able to chart, like, okay, something I've learned about business is that like the common person thinks about it and is like their idea of what to sell and how to sell is to sell something to the most amount of people possible that the most amount of people would buy. Mm. But then it's like, well, if you sell to everybody, you can't be selling to anybody. So the what I found is like the more niche of a thing it is, the less supply and competition there is in that field, and the easier time you're going to be able to have to charge money, right? So like there's probably a lot of financial advisors, but if you just say like I specialize in
XYZ,
and yeah, we, and then that part with the elite, like by using like the strategies and tactics that elite wealthy people use. But if you just dial it into that niche and say I specialize in helping people exactly like you,
they demographically identify with, kind of a social proof factor in that one too, where it's like, oh, people like me are doing the same thing. Oh, that sounds pretty cool. Yeah, it totally makes sense. These dudes are just kind of looking for their shot.
Yeah. That's like a...
That kind of hurt.
Yeah, there's not a lot of low kicks. I think they both have a lot of respect for the power in their hands of their opponent. Now it looks like he's starting to get to him. I mean, like, that's probably not the smartest thing on Jamal's part, because he's a boxer. He's a boxer, and then Roundtree's a Thai guy. So if you're going to stand there and just trade low kicks with a Thai guy, you're going to fucking lose.
That's true.
Like, yeah, his legs are going to give out before Roundtree's do.
What happened with Roundtree and Pereira at the gym? Like, he paid him or something to pull up and spar?
I don't know.
I can't remember. It was on social media. I don't want to spread misinfo. Something happened where they ran into each other at the gym and Hill was like, yo, let's spar or something. I don't know.
Oh, you're saying, I know what you're talking about. You're saying, yeah, Hill and Pereira.
Yeah.
I think they saw each other at the gym, and I don't know which one said this. I'm pretty sure it was Pereira, but like Hill was wanting to fight, and then Pereira was like, you're an idiot. We get paid to fight. Like, why are we going to risk it? It's going to be pissed. That's what? That's just not smart. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah, because Hill kind of does some wilding on social media, I think.
He's funny.
Yeah. He always seems like he wants smoke.
Yeah, he does. But again, he's gonna have to box. Like and he still looks like he's standing a lot more flat footed from the kicks. Wait, like anytime he goes to throw the kicks, you're gonna have to crack him with something, put something down the middle, or else he's just gonna keep like you're not gonna beat him at his own game. Does he always stand southpaw, Jamal?
I have no clue. I've really only watched him fight Pereira.
No, I've been watching him for a minute. I've been watching him since because he was beefing with Paul Craig when they fought. And then, like, he looked a lot better than him on the feet, but then he got caught in a sub and he got his arm fucking dislocated. I was on shrooms when I watched that. His arm was like, this part of his forearm, like, fell off the rest of his arm.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. You can tell those leg kicks are hurting him.
Yeah, this looks like it might be over pretty soon.
Nice.
Well, I mean, if he keeps fighting like this, Khalil, it's like a beautiful game plan on his part. Like, that's how I think you should fight, is just you don't fucking stand there and trade right away. You disable them. You weaken their legs. You beat up their body. You take their gas tank away. And then you go for the kill. You have to cook your food before you eat it.
Oh. Roundtree's freaking jacked, dude.
Yeah, he's big. See, now he's boxing, and this is what he has to do. Standing orthodox. I don't know. Yeah, that's weird to me when people come out in the opposite stance that they're used to. Like, does he really see one weapon that Roundtree has that is, like, going to be nullified by standing the same stance as him?
Wow.
But it's like I'm pretty confident he's usually orthodox. Oh no, it says he usually fights southpaw.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, I don't I don't always feel the most, like, I definitely feel more comfortable in southpaw than I did 2 years ago, but I just feel like my left cross out of southpaw needs work. Yeah, but my jab is really strong in southpaw.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'll step through this. Like sometimes I'll throw switch too, and some hard off the lead side in southpaw, or I'll start in southpaw and then step through and finish with a hard right hand. But I don't like to just stand southpaw. Like,
Yeah,
because no, unless there's a very rare percent of fighters that like can effectively switch and stand in the opposite stance. Their defense is just the same. But I like to punish people when they do that, because I know your defense isn't as good in southpaw as it is orthodox or vice versa if you just stand in southpaw.
100%. And you probably, like, if it's not your home base stance and you're trying to throw kicks and stuff too, you probably get caught off balance pretty.
No, I'm a good kicker from southpaw, but that's really because, like, if I switch, it's usually because I want to throw a hard rear kick from open stance.
I like those lead, I like the lead kick out of southpaw a lot. Really? For some reason, I could really.
That's one that, like, a round kick.
Yeah, just like sit down on that thigh with it.
Oh, sounded really gay. Yeah, I thought even hot. Yeah, that's a good one. The outside kick for southpaw.
Yeah, dude. Somebody that's standing orth, tear up that front leg.
Yeah, that is a good one. The calf.
Yeah, it's nice. The rear kick, I feel uncomfortable throwing out of south sometimes because come out unbalanced. Yeah. And I always worry about kicking the inside of the thigh, especially with
I love that shit. I'm good at kicking the inside of the leg.
Yeah. I'm always worried about kicking someone in the nuts by accident.
Dude, the first time I probably sparred in kickboxing, one of the first times, I kicked my friend in the nuts. I was through tee, but I kicked my friend in the nuts. And it was really bad. I hit him square as balls. I was just fucking scared to throw tees because I thought I was going to
have. You didn't want to do it again? Yeah.
Then I probably didn't know how to throw teeth the right way back then, too.
Well, on the inside leg kick, too, if they check it and you kick that knee, shit hurts so bad.
The leg kicks, you have to be more, thigh, you could be a little bit of a retard, but in general, the leg kicks, you have to be more of like a surgeon than a berserker with them. Those, like, you just need to hit them in the right spot. You can do a lot of damage, like 30, 40% of your power.
In and out like a yo-yo, maybe spam something that works a little bit.
Oh yeah, dude, Benson taught me that at the lab. He was like, dude, if you're fighting somebody and you're doing something that's working, just fucking bully them with
spam
it. Yeah, until they defend it. Well, not spam, you have to like mix it up a little bit, but like,
yeah.
He basically just said like, just bully them until they defend it.
Ooh. Oh, what's the statistic? What's that called? A knockdown?
Yeah. And you got dropped. Those shorts are sick.
Khalil's?
Yeah. Fuck you, Wi-Fi, man.
Mom!
What's wrong with the fucking Wi-Fi?
Mom, stop watching General Hospital.
Always amazed me the garbage people can watch on TV.
Yeah, I know, right? You catch like some reality TV, like just for a split second, and you lose 800 brain cells after listening for 5 seconds. Some of those shows, like Love on the Spectrum, it's literally autistic kids dating.
I've never watched it. It's fucking awesome.
Watch
it.
Some of these autistic dudes, like in dating, they're just like savage. They'll be like, you fuck with cats? No. And they'll be like, no. And they'll be like, this date is over. And he'll just like get up and like leave. It's so fire, dude.
Literally me.
Yeah, for real. It's like I was watching these autistic kids and I was like, dude, like I aspire to be that in that situation.
Ooh. Because that's the thing, is once your legs are fucked up like that, unless you're going to wrestle, like, there's not really too much you even could do. Yeah, that's gonna be an issue for me though. Like when I am, like when I do have a fuck ton of money in the bank, like it still is gonna be an issue just sitting down and enjoy it. Cause like even now, it's like,
oh yeah,
I can't even fucking, like I can't even watch a YouTube video without being like, I'm fucking wasting.
I'm wasting time. Yeah,
but it's cause I honestly just like working, but it's that would kind of suck to not even be able to enjoy the fruits of it. Ooh.
Oh,
he's gonna go for the kill here. 20 seconds left. That, well, he had him on the fence, then just brought that. Just doesn't even make sense strategically. There's 20 seconds left. You had him on the fence, and let then you just off. Circled back to the middle, and just like you could have finished him. And even if you didn't, you'd still have another fucking minute to get your gas tank back.
So he's got to be, Roundtree's got to be winning the fight right now, right? He's got to be. He's just getting more volume, it seems.
Oh, he's beating the shit out of his leg, and he dropped him. I don't
the know. Absolute.
Not, yeah, he dropped him twice that round. That's probably 10,
twice. I didn't see the first one.
10-8. But that was just a very poor strategic decision because he very easily could have got finished there. And if he could have at least went for it, and if he didn't, he'd be right back in the corner, and he'd have a minute to catch breath. And like, but that doesn't make sense to me at all. That almost makes me wonder if he is fucking. He owes a bookie money or something, and he's like, okay, over three rounds. That poor of a strategic decision.
Throwing the fight? Damn.
Well, no, that wouldn't be like throwing the fight. It's just like, this fight needs to go more than three rounds. Yeah, that was a hard fucking kick. It was placed great right on the liver.
God. Two drops, you're right. Couple overhands. He's fucking jacked.
Yeah, he's a big fucker.
I'd probably just drink bleach if I had to fight him.
I mean, I'd probably, like, if I had to, I'd probably fight him.
I know you would. I see someone like that. Last thing I want to do is stand and trade with someone that jacked and that skilled.
You know, I went to HR and Sean Strickland.
He went to HR with Sean.
The UFC Human Resources Department. He went to, like, Strickland said something that was racist. He was joking around, and then Khalil went to HR on him.
He got mad?
Yeah.
So is he, like, not a very cool dude then?
He seems like a great guy, honestly, from everything.
Really?
But, like, I just thought that was funny. And that was according to Strickland, too. That might not even be true.
HR?
I didn't even know the UFC had an HR department inside of that.
Yeah, I mean, they let these guys say whatever they want. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he looks like he's fine in his range now, though, Khalil.
At least my dad didn't fuck me.
That was funny as fuck that he said.
Dude, I forgot that shit happened, and I was scrolling YouTube Shorts while I was making breakfast a couple days ago.
Dad didn't fuck me.
Dude, that shit came up on my feed, and I almost spit out my coffee. Like, I forgot that shit had happened, and I was like, that is fucking awesome. The tone in which he said it, I was spitting my shit out.
Strickland laughed when he said that.
I don't know. It was like literally just a clip. Like, it's like, it would be a perfect Vine.
I kind of am interested to see how Strickland reacted to that. If he laughed and thought it was funny, or if he actually got butthurt about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, you know, he's definitely heard that before, you know. Ooh, oh my God.
Body head, that was sick.
Oh.
I love that combo too. It works a little better in the same stance, but that's a nasty combo.
I wonder for Hill if he was able to kind of like cool down the legs in between rounds, or if that time in between rounds actually magnifies the pain in your legs. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Dude, he's got clipped.
I don't think it makes much of a difference, honestly.
You probably still have adrenaline pumping regardless of how long you have in between rounds, you know?
Yeah, but it's well, that for sure. I don't think it doesn't make a big difference either way.
I wonder, like, because, you know, like, I'm sure you've seen, like, fighters, like, thighs and legs, like, bruised up after their legs get teared up in fights like this. White fighters, obviously, it's, like, black and blue or whatever. It's, yeah, like, deep purple, like, your whole fucking thigh.
You still feel, like, those, you still feel.
So, my question is, what does that look like for a black man's leg? You know?
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I mean, they'll probably show here in a bit.
Yeah. I mean, he's tearing up that leg. I guess if black people's bruises are also like,
oh yeah, like it's a
blue and
don't show the same.
Yeah, it's like, I wonder. I've never seen. I don't know if I could confirm what a big bruise would look like on a black guy.
Probably just like a darker spot.
Yeah. Maybe harder to see if he's got a, you know,
yeah, for sure,
darker complexion. Like Roundtree, he's light skinned enough where you could probably see it. But Roundtree, he might be a little too dark, you know, to be able to see any bruising. But he's not the one getting his leg torn up.
Yeah, I mean, there's pretty much the same tone on it. Hill's obviously a little lighter from this camera.
Yeah, Hill's more light, much more light skinned than Roundtree for sure.
You see, like, now he just doesn't have his leg. It looks like he's recovering his balance a little bit, but it's...
Eish.
Like, you just can't throw your legs in those punches the same way if your fucking calf's getting...
Oh.
Nice little exchange.
Every time Hill wants to come in and trade, Roundtree's making him pay for it with something.
Yeah.
But I feel like all Hill needs is one clip, and...
Because he's accurate is the thing. Like, you don't need to hit somebody that hard in order to put their lights out if you catch them square on the chin.
Well, he just seems like he's got fucking cinder blocks for hands, too.
Yeah. See when he knocked out Johnny Walker?
Yeah, dude. That's what I'm saying. I do remember that highlight. Hey, let's see. I mean, Warlike says this doesn't go to a decision. I mean... If he bet that, that's looking pretty bleak at this point, heading into the fifth round.
Lost this week's wages, pretty much. Huh. I mean, I just lost $25, but it's kind of...
Man, he got... That man, he's got his tickets on deck. Every Saturday morning I see him, he's got 3 to 5 tickets, and he pulls them out, he shows them to me. And I was finally like, dude, why don't you just... bet on your phone? And he was like, I can't, I'm Canadian or something.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like,
desert iron.
Yeah, that's why he does that. That's why he does
it. It's pretty good food.
Yeah, it does. I think
literally just for the food.
I had a are you talking about that food court there or the steakhouse?
The food court at the one in Waddell.
It's got like, yeah, it's got like Mexican food. It's got, I think, maybe a pizza stop. I ate at that burger place.
Yeah, the burger place there. 27 low kicks. And he's just not even targeting the thigh. Like, all of them are hitting the calf.
See if we can find a finish here. Watch Hill get just clean knockout cold.
Eesh.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Hill's kind of got to let him fly at this point.
Yeah, he needs to flatline him if he wants to win, for sure.
You don't have to be stupid, but you step into a hard 1-2.
Oy. Yeah, Bisping, I think he was right just then. He's not really putting combos together.
Yeah, you gotta fucking throw out more than one. And there's no, like, variety in his strikes, really, either. Hill.
Yeah.
That's a little faint. Like, this honestly looks pretty easy for Roundtree.
Yeah, he just looks much more springy, much more active.
He's loose, too. Like, it's oh, that's a nice hook. Ooh-wee. But if it's rare you get somebody that's that big and strong, that they also have that looseness that he has.
Mm, for sure.
You see his shoulders aren't too tense.
Hey, he looks like he could play freaking football, man.
Yeah, he looks like he could play football.
Broad-ass shoulders.
That's the thing with the UFC is, like, the heavyweight divisions, most of the people who are just fucking genetic specimens, they're all playing the NFL or they actually pay them good money.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, obviously, Brock Lesnar was a guy that did NFL and UFC.
He played football?
Yeah. I never knew that. He played preseason football. I think he did a training camp with the Minnesota Vikings.
Was he good?
I mean, shit, man, if you're in any capacity practicing playing at that level, like, you're pretty fucking good, I'd say. I know he played in a preseason game for the Vikings.
He's number 69.
Yeah. Yeah, he made some plays, too, I think.
287, that's fucking
nuts. Genetic specimen.
He's a genetic specimen and also is on steroids.
You seen his daughter?
Yeah, she's a fucking unit.
Take one for the team. Procreate with her.
That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
Kid's going to the UFC.
You're not paying. Yeah, you ain't paying for college. I'll tell you that much.
My kid's college either way.
Yeah.
Fucking scam.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what, man. I saw this chick for the Indiana Fever, WNBA. Her name's Sophie Cunningham. She is a beauty. And also, I saw a clip from a game the other night, and these girls are vicious, dude.
How much she get? I wonder how much she gets paid.
Probably not a lot.
Sophie
probably makes money off social media for sure. But I saw a clip, this girl fight breaks out in this game, and this chick, Sophie Cunningham, she wraps up a perfect collar tie on this bitch and just is yanking her head down.
She kneeing her?
Beating her up.
Dirty boxing?
They weren't really boxing, but the collar tie, I guess, is what I noticed. And I was like, I gotta procreate with this lady at some point, dude. It would be so far. Yeah, I tell you, go on a date. These days, if I go on a date with a chick, we're gonna do something athletic, and we're gonna see. We're gonna see if you're worth breeding with or not.
Dude, hot yoga might be a fire place to find bitches.
Yeah, Pilates too.
What's Pilates?
It's like a lot of core work. It's hard to even really explain it. Core, hips, all the muscles you don't really conventionally cover in just the weight room. Yeah.
Jazzercise.
that's like dance working out kind of or something, I think.
So is it like Are the Pilates women older than the hot yoga women? Is it, does it go one way or the other?
I think they're like, I think most Pilates girls are like, you know, my age, maybe into the...
Are the hot yoga girls younger?
I don't know. I don't know the demographics. But those are definitely the spots. So no surprise here, Roundtree wraps us up with a decision dub easily.
Yeah, that's weird. He didn't go for the finish when he had him hurt and on the fence. It's very strange.
I wonder if anyone else other than Pereira is knocked out. Jamahal Hill.
Pull up his Tapology.
Seems like he's got a little chin on him.
Yeah, he's only 12-3. Well, it's probably 12-4 now. Yuri, it says I honestly forgot how that fight went. It said he ground and pounded him.
Oh, Yuri Prohaska beat him?
Yeah. And that's us. He made it into the UFC. It closed his record. He was in the UFC at 5-0. So he had one amateur fight, 5 pro fights, and was in the UFC.
Look how shitty Dana looked back then. Look at his face.
Fat as fuck.
Hella, bro. That's so crazy. It's hella impressive that he like turned it around too.
Yeah. I don't know how you could just fucking exist like that, honestly.
Dude, I look at like snap memories of myself from like 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and my face is like inflamed and just like look like a totally different person. It's like, it's fucking crazy. Yeah, that's an easy decision.
I'm pretty sure he's a Freemason.
I don't even know what that means for real. Like, it's just like, I don't even know what it is.
How hard to explain.
Yeah, I like see, what is he having to translate? Oh, it's because it's somewhere else.
Perfect English.
Yeah, it's in another country. That's why he's having to translate.
What country is that?
Somebody said Europe. I don't know. I know it's a continent, but yeah.
Dude, how sick would it be to just get a bunch of fucking supercars, just drive around Europe?
Couple bikes, couple Ferraris.
That'd be nice. Be fun as fuck. Cause they have open borders and shit.
Tearing the legs up. That hurt him for sure. Those overhands. Hey.
It's a nice hook. Like that's
French.
What he says, true to a degree, but like, the finish was just so there at the end of that round. And for somebody who's the finishing abilities of him, like, I think it would have been smart to go for kill there.
Yeah. Maybe cost him 50 Gs.
Well, it just feels good to knock somebody out.
Yeah, I bet.
But it's more that than anything. And then they would pay you more your next contract, like a much more than 50 G difference if you have some knockouts on there.
What else you got going on today?
No, I'm just going to work on my business. I'm redoing my Google ads right now. And then I also, because the other thing, because I say like, when you're not getting as much customers, you have to look at all the data and figure out why. So I looked at, I'm getting about 200 website sessions a day, probably $60 on Meta, 20 on Google. But it's like either some days I'll get like 3 or 4 new customers and some days I just get 0. And I was like, maybe average of like 1 or 2 a day. It's like, why is it so low? And there was my conversion rate was super low because I'm not sending people to a landing page and I'm sending them to just the website, right? So now I need to build a landing page. Thank you.
What's so nice is like you can like anybody these days, if they want to learn how to throw a landing page together, like they have access to the information to do that.
My friend just texted me that I could beat Jamal Hill.
That's fire. That's absolutely fire. I think you can do it too, champ. I think you can do it too.
But yeah, dude, he just stood in front, like, the people don't understand, like, the level of intelligence it takes to fight. At a high level. Like, I'm not saying
yeah,
the
fucking
amateurs just go in there, duck their head, and throw, like, girl punches for 9 minutes. Like, that's what we're like. To fight at a high level, it takes a very, very high level of intelligence. That's what I miss about sparring and fighting more than anything, like, since all the injuries, because, like, it's just a mental game of, like, I look like I'm going to throw this. I'm going to see how he reacts. Then the opening's there. So now I know if I do this, I can throw these two shots. That's going to be open. And then I distract him with this. And then I throw low. It's just such a fucking task of mental Aikido. And you have to be brutally honest about your own strengths and weaknesses and where, but to whoever is in front of you, like where it's going to play out the best for you.
Mm.
It's just like, it's just such a game of intellect that, like, I think that was a very winnable fight for Jamal. It was a winnable fight for either of them, but like, if you're just going to stand there and try to trade calf kicks with the Thai guy, you're going to lose. Like, Jamal Hill is a good boxer. Like, against somebody who's a Thai guy who's... Khalil has more weapons, to be honest, though, too. Like, he has power and speed in his hands. He has power and speed in his kicks. But, like, Jamal's a sharp boxer with good straight punches, and he should have let those fly a lot more.
Yeah, I agree. It just seems like he wasn't throwing as close to as much volume.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is, like, if you're going to do, you can do that. Like, you can just not throw that much volume, but if that's what you're going to do, you have to throw fucking hard shots to make up for it. So you're actually doing damage when you throw, and he just didn't do that. Like, even when he did throw, he was throwing about like 40, 50% power.
Yeah, I agree. What time is it? Damn. Yeah. It's pretty fire. About hour 12.
What do you got going on later?
I might go play some poker with the boys. I was talking to Tommy Gunn, a couple of other guys, Garrett. They might want to, I think they might be playing some poker later. So I don't know. We've been into that. It's like you said, it's like strategy based, like intellect. Yeah. You got to stay composed, stay that focused.
Once I just have fucking a lot of money coming in, that's going to be a game that's just fun to go play.
Oh yeah, dude. Even if you grab like $100, like, you know, and you buy in for that much, It's a good time. And I think guys that do what we do, you know, like we understand how to stay composed.
Yeah,
a bit better than the average person. Gives you a little advantage, I think. For sure.
Yeah, that was not a country before today. That asked me the computer.
What is that?
Baku. That country did not exist before the UFC fights today.
What's Baku? Let's see. I'm going to wrap this show up, though. Azerbaijan? Interesting. Damn. That place looks crazy. Haidar. I don't know. All right. I'm going to wrap this show up here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.